pedestrian deaths climbing to their highest rates since 1990. A study out this morning from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says more than 6,200 pedestrians were killed in 2018, up from 4,100 in 2009. The report says a rise in SUV sales means pedestrians who are hit are more likely to die or suffer life-threatening injuries. And the report says people being distracted by their smartphones and not being focused on the road are another big factor.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced Friday morning that he's running for president, pledging to put the environment at the heart of his campaign for the Democratic nomination. In a video launching his campaign, Inslee says, "I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the support of several of his rivals for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker reintroduced a bill Thursday that would legalize marijuana nationwide and expunge federal convictions for possession or use of the drug. Currently, there are 10 states where recreational marijuana is legal and an additional 23 states where it can be used for medical purposes. As marijuana becomes more and more legal, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel explains a new syndrome that's starting to show up at many hospitals.
You know, we use marijuana to decrease nausea and pain medicinally, medically. But as is in anything in medicine, when you start using a lot of it, you get the reverse effect than you actually want. So this is for chronic pot smokers out there, places where it's recreational. We see a ton of this in Colorado, by the way, in flooding emergency rooms. Probably over 3 million people in the United States are affected. Because what happens is the pot, when you start using a lot of it, turns off the receptors in the nerves that are supposed to suppress nausea and pain. So you're nauseous, you're in pain, and the only thing that works for this is hot showers. It floods the receptors, it turns them back on, you go back to normal, but you got to be in the shower for 6 hours. Guess what the cure is? Stop smoking pot.
Six-time Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder Bryce Harper is heading to Philadelphia. Multiple news outlets are reporting the Phillies and Harper have agreed to a 13-year, $330 million contract. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Otto Warmbier's parents are speaking out after President Trump asserted Kim Jong-un was unaware of his harsh treatment. Today, Fred and Cindy Warmbier say Kim and his evil regime are responsible for the death of our son Otto. While at CPAC today, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, clarifies President Trump's statements regarding Kim and Warmbier.
What the president is saying is that there's no indication Chairman Kim knew what happened to Otto Warmbier when it happened.
On Friday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference just outside of Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall. And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done, we're going to build it all.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts.
March 6, 2018. Well, we're going to be talking about weather a lot today. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. Clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation. No wind at this time. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 49. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be rain and snow showers this evening, turning all snow overnight, a low of 31. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 90%, and 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected tonight. Tomorrow, periods of snow, temps nearly steady in the low to mid 30s. Winds north-northeast of 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow, 100%. Snow accumulating 8 to 12 inches. And snow ending in the evening tomorrow, followed by a clearing overnight. A low of 29. Winds west-northwest of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 70%. So if you do some quick math, folks, that's 9 to 15 inches of snow in Flemington. It could be higher in other elevations in other areas of the county. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, a high near 40. Mostly cloudy and 41 on Friday. Sunshine early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, 41 on Saturday. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and 43. Temperatures in our area, 33 in Raritan, 32 at the county complex, 31 in Frenchtown, 27 in Asbury, 27 in Reddington, 32 in Branchburg, and 29 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter, in the Tunnel Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Leamington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. Well, it's Tuesday. It's March 6th, 2018, and March has arrived not as a lion, but as a angry, I don't know, angry, something more ferocious than a lion, no doubt about it. We're paying the price for our mild winter, apparently. Nor'easters. Two in a row, one this weekend, one coming up tomorrow, and we're going to have a lot more snow and accumulation. Interesting thing, it's going to be, the temperatures are going to be in the mid to high 30s, and that means that the snow is going to be very wet. Very wet snow, very soft soil, 35-mile-an-hour winds means we could have more power outages. You need to do something now, today, to prepare for that. We're going to have President Chris Phelan on a little bit later on during this show, this hour, to talk about what he has observed as part of his participation with the Office of Emergency Management and giving you some insight into what you should do to prepare for tonight and tomorrow. That'll be happening from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Let's get you some traffic, find out what's going on right now in our Hunter County roads. Perez has said that there's still a number of roads that are blocked. They have had up to 72 in Raritan Township alone that were not available or not passable. And now we're down to a mere 20-something. I got an unbelievable amount of alerts from HERT2Minute.com. Storm-related road closures update as of 8:20 last night. Franklin Township, Spring Hill Road, High Bridge, Borough, Maryland Avenue, low-hanging phone line possible. Holland, Alexandria Townships, Stennitz Road between 619 and Parkland Drive. Kingswood Township, Tumble Idle Road at number 41, closed between Barbertown, Idle, and Hills Road, Fitzer Road and Point Breeze Road, Lebanon Township, East Hill Road, Wood Glen Road, the Hickory Center Road, Hickory Corner Road, Lance to Elk Ridge Road, Petertown Road, Sliker Road to Hollowbrook, Maple Lane between Fawn Ridge and Trimmer, Forge Hill Road, Musconetcon River, and Mount Airy, Raritan Township, Mountain View Drive, North Ridge Drive, between Sandhill and Old Clinton Road, Brookside Place, Everett's Road, between 579 and Summershade Lane, tree and wires blocking the road. Reddington Township, Tree Top at Tall Pines, Tewksbury Township, Still Hollow Road near Bissell Road, Union Township, Polktown Road near Van Sickles Road, Henderson Road near Van Sickles Road, Anderson Road near Van Sickles Road, West Amwell, Alex Zawkin Creek Road near Hamp Road. Those are all the closures as of last night. Still happening. Safety reminder that we have local roadways that have debris, downed wires, and trees. Do not go around or move posted road closures, detour signs, do not move cones, or attempt to go under low-hanging wires. Sun glare is happening along 78 eastbound, so avoid distractions and drive a little bit farther behind the car in front of you. We had an incident at 712 this morning, 78 westbound, exit 49 Springfield. Delays back to exit 52 Hillside due to disabled tractor trailer at 78 westbound. Local lanes west, exit 49 Springfield, left lane is closed. Incident on Route 31 at Van Sickles Road in Glen Gardner. Delays due to a motor vehicle accident at 722 this morning. Incident on 78 eastbound in Springfield. Delays due to sun glare. Possible rubbernecking on the express lanes. Use caution. 732 this morning. 78 eastbound, exit 2011. And reports of a vehicle stopped on the road east of the merge ramp at exit 20. Delays due to that volume. That's at 7:38 this morning. Construction on 78 eastbound at exit 29 Bridgewater. Some delays on exit 29 due to road work on ramp. And that's it for right now. Look, folks, we're going to have more unfortunate weather over the next couple of days. There's probably going to be a state of emergency. So if you should start doing your planning now. Go and get your milk, eggs, and bread, and bring them home, and stay inside. And if you don't have any reason to go out tomorrow, don't. No reason to. And we'll cover it from there. Thursday, chances are at least a delayed opening. Some people still might be stuck. It still might be closed, and we still might have multiple power outages due to the snow ending late evening tomorrow. With all the power outages still going on, hopefully they'll get all of them accomplished before the snow hits tomorrow. But those people that are already struggling, make sure you do something. County Animal Response Team, they can help you. Call the local fire department and emergency management. They can help you with your farm animals, your horses. Those are all available to you. So drive safe, sound smart. Register with HRTT.com and make sure you cover it. Now, again, my show is completely out of whack because of the emergencies and stuff like that, so we're going to cover most of the very important things. We'll have the Prez on around 8:40, right after Michelle Heide, to talk about OEM. And at 9 o'clock, I have Senator Daugherty and Bill Healy from Clinton talking about the friendly Sons of St. Patrick and the St. Patrick's Day Parade that is upcoming in the very near future. All that's coming on, plus a whole slate of shows for Tuesday on HuntingtonRadio.com, WCRDB. We'll be right back with more in just a minute.
You're listening to WHCRDB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
All right, it's time for celebration services for the month, week, and day from BrandonLax.com. International Black Women in Jazz Month, International Expect Success Month, International Ideas Month, International Listening Awareness Month, International Mirth Month, Irish American Heritage Month, it's Mad for Plaid Month, Malignant Hypertension Awareness and Training Month, Music in Our Schools Month, National Athletic Training Month, National Breast Implant Awareness Month, National Caffeine Awareness Month, National Cheerleading Safety Month. Man, I see those events now. Cheerleading has turned a new corner with all the acrobatics, and is usually one of the cheerleaders that is the projectile, and she's got to take care of herself. National Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Awareness Month, National Clean Up Your IRS Act Month, National Color Therapy Month, National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, National Craft Month, and National Ethics Awareness Month, something I think we all need to work on. National Cheerleading Week, National Ghostwriters Week, National Pet Sitters Week, National Write a Letter of Appreciation Week, Universal Human Beings Week, Will Eisner Week, Texas Cowboy Poetry Week, Festival of the Owls Week. It's National Days of Action. It's Endometriosis Week. Celebrate Your Name Week. National Consumer Protection Week. National Dental Assistance Recognition Week. National Procrastination Week. Is it really Procrastination Week, or was that going to be put off? National Schools Social Work Week, National Words Matter Week, National Professional Pet Sitters Week, Read an E-Book Week. We got the library show on Thursdays to help with that. Return the Borrowed Books Week, Save Your Vision Week, Teen Tech Week, Will Eisner Week, Women in Construction Week, National School Breakfast Week, Women of Aviation Worldwide Week, National Money Collectors Week is on the 8th. And for today, this one should be easy to... it's the Day of the Dude, it's National Dress Day, it's Peace Corps Day, it is Sophie Kovalevskaya Math Day, and it is Oreo Cookie Day. That should be easy to achieve. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandonLax.com. Pick something and get involved. All right, we have a bunch of crazy things going on right now. As I said, we have a number of still cleanup that's going on, and we have a new storm coming in our midst. So So I'm foregoing the vitamin C here, but I do want to get you some information to make sure that you have what you're looking for in case you are running into more problems. First of all, Hunter and Helpline. We talk about Hunter and Helpline all the time, and sometimes I get the feeling that it goes in one ear and out the other. Susan Lax does a show every Friday on Hunter and Helpline called Hands Across Hunter. And what she does is she talks about all the different nonprofits and special organizations that Hunter and Helpline connects with and interfaces with. Hunter and Helpline wants to be the hub. They are interested in making sure that you, if you have a challenge, something that you can't figure out, you're experiencing a challenge right now, that you have a place to call, and they have their fingers on the pulse of other organizations and people who can help you. The problem is that when you go into a crisis, you feel alone, and you feel like nobody else can help you until it's absolutely too late. And that's the wrong mentality. You should be talking to people now to get all that information. Say, what do I do if? Do a what-if scenario with them. So, Hunter and Helpline's phone numbers are 1-800-272-4630 and 908-782-4357. Stop being a martyr. Stop thinking that you're going to be bothersome. This is what this organization is in place for. They are interested in making sure that they can have and help you with your problems and your challenges. This is what they live for. They have a tremendous staff of volunteers that can take your phone calls and help you with your challenges. I see Susan Lax all the time. Yes, she's very tired, but she's grateful for being able to be there to help people, and she lives and her volunteers live for the opportunity to help you with the challenges that you're facing. So that is your first place to go. Now, one of the other things that people don't realize in Hunterdon County especially is that we have a very rural and agricultural area. There is the animal response team that I've had on this show a few times now, especially during Hurricane Sandy and some other situations. It's called CART, the County Animal Response Team. They have sophisticated equipment and folks that can help you with your, not only your domestic pets, but also your farm animals and your horses. The County Animal Response Team is a group of volunteers and other entities such as the government agencies and the private sector with resources and personnel to respond to animal issues in disaster. We are in that situation right now. If you don't have power over the last 5 days and you're going to have another issue in the next day or so, give these people a call. CART plans, they collaborate, they train with other responders and entities to provide coordinated disaster response for you and your farm animals. That's the whole reason they exist. So they are part of the County Office of Emergency Management, and they are trained to help with exactly this. They have sophisticated equipment. They have